Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
and raining down. Here on the battleground,
for your glory,
for your glory,
we're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Amazing Grace Ministries and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I want to say welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And certainly we give announcements. And I want to say happy belated Thanksgiving to all of you all of my listeners. Last week or the week before, well, last week was Thanksgiving week, and hopefully God sustained you and blessed you, and I know He did. So I want to let you know that Amazing Grace School of Ministry, it's still time if you want to get in on some of the sessions. Certainly, if you just want to be take it as just to listen, you certainly still have that time, and you can do that by contacting me at 309-750-7584. So again, the topic we're going to go into our lesson now. We have been talking about living my best life, and I think that we're going to pick this topic up again over in the new year. Certainly is an outstanding topic, but we are in December. This is the first day of December, and Can you believe that we only have 31 days in this year? 31 days, and Christmas is around the corner, or the day that Christ was born is around the corner. And certainly we do want to walk in love, and we want to talk about the importance. And certainly that goes along with the topic that we've been discussing, because the reason for the season is because Christ came. He was born, and he came for our sins. And that's how we got this topic today. We're living our best lives. And this topic is, subtopic is the power of faith, or sustained by faith. And I've been saying for the last two, this is part three, part one and part two, of course, I came with I get life more abundantly, and that is because of Christ. And we came with the scripture, John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Certainly, scriptures we've been talking about we started this topic in November the 3rd, and we came with part two on November the 17th. And I will encourage you to archive or look up those blogs or those radio messages and just really listen to them again. But certainly we have been on a theme here. We've been on a theme because Christ came. He came that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. And on the 17th, I talked about your weapons of warfare, in the fact that even though he came to give us life, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So therefore, because the devil comes to snatch your joy, to snatch your happiness, we have to guard ourselves accordingly and fight. And the fact that we're not fighting a flesh battle, in essence, we do, you know, we have our issues within our own flesh, but all of it is spiritual. All of this battle that we are fighting is because of spiritual warfare. So now let's get into sustaining the power of faith. You need to understand that in this day and time, with so much is happening, and the Bible says, think it not strange because of the times that we're living in. We're living in perilous times. We're living in a time where people do not love themselves, and they certainly don't love each other. We don't walk in love as Christ has ordained us and asked us. He said, I want you to love your brothers, and I want you to love yourself as Christ loved the church. And I'm kind of getting that scripture kind of mixed up, but go do some research. The important thing is, and I want to make it clear, that Christ came to save us, and in doing so, we are to love our neighbors and our brothers and our sisters. And we are also our brother's keepers. So let's go. Now, I gave some scriptures, and I'm going to repeat those scriptures. We talked about 2 Timothy 4 and 7, which says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Kept the faith. This world is going to try your faith. This world, situations, problems, life problems. And the Bible says that a man born of woman is few days and many troubles. So in essence, what it's saying is that as long as we are above ground, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. But we don't go through trials and tribulations by ourselves. We don't go through trials and tribulations without the help of the Lord. Matter of fact, God keeps us. He helps us. He walks with us. So that brings us down to Hebrews 11:1. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And this is the American Standard Version, and I'm going to give you the King James in a little bit. But if we go down to verse 5 of that same chapter, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now, therefore, he was commended as having pleased God. Hallelujah. Bless him. You know, sometimes, not all the time, we have to have a posture. We talked about praise as your weapon on the 17th. And I talked about praise and worship because if we could praise God through our problems and our troubles and our situations, then our attitude and our mindset will be changed. So we're talking about faith. And faith and praise go hand in hand because if we're down, if we're feeling a little despair, if we praise him, if we worship the Lord, then those feelings of sadness cannot linger. They cannot linger because the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what Scripture says. So that means if we're praising God, hallelujah, bless him, and we're giving God some time in the morning, if we're giving God some time in the afternoon, if we're giving God some time in the evening, and we're blessing him and we're praising him and we're honoring him. And I talked about the Psalms as being a good books to really praise and give reference to God and just quoting those, because so many of them talks about how God is our strength and our refuge and our very present help in times of trouble. So in doing so, then we find that the more we read God's word, the stronger our faith becomes. Now, I want to define some words and some terms real quick. I said power, and then I said sustain. So when you look at power, power is the ability to do something or act in a particular way. It is the ability to be directed or influences the behaviors or influences the behaviors of others. Now, power is also a physical strength and force exerted by something or someone. Now, when we look at sustain is strengthened or supported physically or mentally. Now, faith, let's define faith. Faith is a confident belief in the truth, a value or trustworthiness of a person or idea. Now, then I want to throw this other word in here. Confident, in the definition of faith, it says confident belief. Now, belief is an assurance that a statement is true or that something exists. So we as children of God believe, first of all, that God does exist. We also believe that the word of God is there to aid us, to keep us walking upright before the Lord. The more we read the word, the more we praise God, the more we seek the Lord, we can physically say that there is something that changes on the inside. I know that if I call on the name of the Lord Jesus in the middle of my problems, something happens. Something happens supernaturally. All of a sudden, I am strengthened. All of a sudden, I feel like I can move forward or go on because something miraculously or supernaturally has undergirded me, has upheld me, and has held up my arms. So now, there's so many. Part of belief, the definition is a religious conviction, trust, faith, and confidence in something. We trust and we believe in God, the Creator, the Father, who helps us, who keeps us, who keep providing a way out of no way. When we were without, all of a sudden, God showed up. He put some money in our hands. He put some groceries on our door. Somebody came by and gave us some food. So some kind of way, miraculously, God showed up. Now, Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And I told you I was going to read Hebrews 11 in the King James Version. I'm going to give it to you in the New King James Version. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." So here's the thing. The thing is that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that operates in us. God is able to take us from situation to situation, from glory to glory, in our abilities to believe. Now, we believe because we continue to read the word. We believe because we continue to put ourselves in the position to learn and to study about God's goodness. We believe and we understand because we give God the praise and we press through our problems. We press through our frustrating situations through praise and worship because we believe that God will do what he said he will do. Now, God is sovereign. It means that God does not need our help to fix our problems. If he made you, if he knows the hairs on your head, if he knows how you were formed, he formed you. He knows how you think. He has given you your unique set of personality and traits. He will deal with you relevant to who you are. So he's not going to deal with you as Dr. Carey's thinking. He's not going to deal with you as your thinking, or as somebody else's thinking, but he's going to deal with you relevant to who you are, and he's going to give you the concepts, the ability, and he's going to talk to you through the word. God talks to us through the word of God. He will give you, he gave us senses. He gave us five senses, but there is a sixth sense, and that sixth sense is the Holy Spirit. And if we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, if we keep our mind in the position to say, "God, I don't understand this situation, I don't understand this problem, but I trust you, and I'm going to give you the praise, I'm going to give you the honor, I'm going to worship you in spite of, I'm going to believe you." Faith is the key that unlocks the door. What you mean, Dr. Carey? I mean by faith. Hallelujah. If we can believe, the Bible says in Mark 9, if you can believe all things, not some things, all things. If I can believe it, if I stand on it, it may take months, it may take a day. There's no time limit on God. God does not operate in our time frame. He does not do things the way we feel like he should do it, but he is God all by himself. And because he is sovereign and he does not need our help, he's working it out. We are limited. We are limited in our thinking. We are limited in our surroundings. But God has to go in places and people to work out that miracle that you've been asking for. And that miracle might mean that he's got to go to states and countries and banks and buildings to make it happen. And we certainly don't know how he's making it happen, because, again, he does not need our help to do it. So I said keys, and I got three keys I'm going to give you. Key one, we cannot be saved without faith. John chapter 3, verse 36, and Luke chapter 7 and 50. We don't operate our own abilities. We cannot build this house. Certainly, everything that we are, God created, and we've got to give over to God 100%. Lord, the Bible says, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So we need his direction. We need his understanding. We have to consult with him daily. It's not, okay, Lord, I'm going to put you on the shelf when I need you, but this is a constantly back and forth communication. Two, we can't pray without faith. John 1 and 6. So in essence, we've got to believe that everything that we're calling on the Lord for, we believe it. And we're asking God to operate in his will and not our own. God, take me. I'm yours. You put me here for a purpose. So use me as you see fit, God. God, operate in me. Have your way in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the last one, we can't please God without faith, and that is in Hebrews 11 and 6. So we must allow faith, allow our ability to connect with God to sustain us. You know, this is a race, and we certainly can't finish the race without God's goodness, without God's talking with us, without reading the word. We're sustained by the word. We're sustained by God giving us, talking to us and giving us directives, giving us the knowledge, giving us wisdom. And when we praise and worship God, and when we believe that God is able to do that thing that we put into his hands, first of God, we're his children. So we understand that the word says that God is going to take care of our needs. God is going to take care of our needs. He says in the Gospels, I will take care of your needs. The birds have their way of taking care of their children. So I have a way of taking care of you. If you do my work, I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to provide for your clothing. I'm going to provide for your food. I'm going to provide for you because you're my children and he is our father. And a father takes care of his children. A father is a protector. A father provides clothing, provides meals, provides overshadowing for his children. And God is the same way. God is the same way, and God will provide for us. We've got to understand that there is a belief system. And what is a belief system? This is a psychological term, and it's a set of beliefs which governs and guides a person's attitude and is usually directed towards a system such as religion, philosophy. It also has attitude. Attitudes and beliefs in these systems are closely associated with one another and retained in memory. But the key is that your belief system is a set of attitudes and beliefs which supports you throughout your life. So your belief system is that, first of all, you believe in God, and by you believing God, you believe that God has come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So we have stock and we believe. That's the attitude that we have to have. I don't know what God is doing, but God is going to work it out. And because I believe in him, because he's sovereign, because he has worked it out for me in the past, and God is still a miracle working God, he will provide all of my needs. All I've got to do is ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. These are principles that we can stand on. These are principles that are governed in the Word of God. And because they are governed in the Word of God, we can take stock in knowing that they are going to happen. Our belief system. We believe that Christ came. We know that there's nothing impossible in God. And because of Mark 9:23, if I can believe, all things are possible. And it tells me over in Hebrews 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. I do not see it, but I know God is going to provide it. I know God is going to show up and show out. I'm praising him. I'm praising him and worshiping him, because the devil tries to come and he tries to steal my joy. Why are you praising God? He's not going to show up. You crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. See, that's the way the devil talks to us. The devil comes to steal. He comes with wolf tickets. He comes like a roaring lion trying to get you off of that calmness that you have in Christ Jesus. He comes to get you upset. He'll throw rocks and darts at you. That's why the Bible says that you got to put on the whole armor. You've got to cover that mind. You've got to cover that heart. You've got to cover your feet. You've got to put the Word of God in your hands, because you've got to fight. Came to give you life, but Satan comes just as strong to take that life away from you. But we have this assurance in Christ Jesus that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that he is with us in all our situations and all our problems. When we go to Romans, that eighth chapter of Romans talks about the fact that God is there. There's no place, no situation that we will be in that God is not with us. Certainly, he is with us all the time. He is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. He is present everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. He's got my problems as well as he has yours. And there's nothing too hard for God. So if we believe him, if we change our mindset, if we believe God in spite of what the circumstances are, in spite of what life may bring, in spite of everything that the news brings, in spite of the television, in spite of all the spirits that's coming at us, we are fighting a spiritual battle. Everything has a spirit, an element of spirit behind it. And we've got to guard our minds, our eyes, and our ears accordingly, because Satan comes crafty. He comes as a thief. He comes really subtle. He's a creeper. He's creeping around corners to see when he can catch you off guard. But we fortified through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this word of God that has been given. And I pray even now that you bless my listeners, Father God. I pray, God, that you touch them abundantly, whatever the situation is. God, I speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, deliver, set free, God. Give them life and that abundantly, Father God, in spite of what it looks like, God. Pour more of your grace out. Pour more of your riches out. Bless them financially in the name of Jesus. Bless their attitude, Father God. Bless their belief systems in the name of Jesus. God, you have your way, God. Heal, deliver, Father God, and bless those that have lost a loved one on this morning, God. I pray, God, that you touch them, God. I pray, God, that you move, God. I pray, God, that you open up understanding, God. I pray, God, that you deliver and set free, Father God. I pray, God, that you move like never before. Have your way in us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move. God, move, deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. God, I pray these things in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to again thank each and every one of you that is on the line on this morning. This is Christmas season. This is the season that Christ was born. Certainly, we want to walk in love, and we want to remember that Christ is the reason why we have this season. And certainly, again, we will be talking about more of the season on next week and the fact that Christ did come to give us or to bless us, and he is the center of our existence and our joy. So again, be blessed, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.